Trumos, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4. This Mishnah sums it up by saying, Zeh HaKlal, this is the principle. We're differentiating between intentional and inadvertent Truma consumption. And the Mishnah says, Kol HaMishalim Keren V'Chomesh, any scenario where the obligation is to repay Keren, the principal amount, and add a Chomesh, there's a requirement to add the Chomesh. So for example, a person inadvertently ate 4 Truma figs, he gives back the 4 Truma figs, that's the Keren. He adds a 5th fig, that's the Chomesh. When such a scenario is required, so then HaTashlum and Truma, the Chulin figs that he got, Chulin Musukanan, ready to eat figs that he gave, the 5 figs as compensation, let's call it, for the 4 figs that he ate, those 5 figs become Truma and have to be treated with Truma on a Doraisa level. Im Ratza Kohen Limchol, and if the Kohen from whom the 4 Truma figs, in my example, if he want that you ate his figs, if he wants the mochel and say, you know what, forget it, I don't want your 5 figs, don't worry about it, eno mochel, he cannot do that. He hasn't got the rights, because one has to fix up the issue of the pasuk's requirement to return new truma to the world and add a 5th fig to it, and add a chomesh. As opposed to, v'chulat ha-mishalim es ha-keren ve'eno mishalim es ha-chomesh, any scenario where the obligation is to pay back keren, the principal amount, like in a case where one ate the mezid, ve'eno mishalim es ha-chomesh, but there's no obligation to repay a chomesh also, similar to the case where he fed it to his children and so on and so forth. All these cases, the Keren payment is just a financial obligation that belongs to the Kohen, but there's no creating of new Truma from Chulin. And that being the case, Hatashlumin Chulin. That which is used to pay remains Chulin. So for argument's sake, a person intentionally ate another Kohen's 4 Truma figs, he'll have to give him back 4 Truma figs, not a 5th Truma fig, because there's no Chomish requirement. And those figs that he gives the Kohen remain chulin, they don't become truma. And im ratza kohen limchol, if the kohen says, I don't want your 4 figs, you're a thief and I want nothing to do with you, then mochel, he's allowed to do that. And a person then wouldn't need to pay back the 4 figs, he's off the hook. He'll still face misa b'dei shemaim if he ate it, that's for sure. He can't just get away from that by fixing up with the kohen. But that's true whether or not the kohen accepts the 4 figs. He has his own problems with Hashem. But in terms of the financial restitution that's required when one has to give back just Karen, the Kohen is at liberty to decline it, and that's totally within his rights, and that's fine.